Exclusive interview, Hungary scrapping income tax for under 25s to support youth, families. By Jack Montgomery on February 6, 2021. The Hungarian government is scrapping income tax for under 25s to help young people to have a future in Hungary. To start a family, raise children, prosper, and live the country's families, minister told Breitbart in an exclusive interview. This is part one of a two-part interview with Katalin Novak, Hungary's Minister for Family Affairs. Read part two here. Katalin Novak, who has been helping to drive Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's pro-family agenda for 7 years now, told Breitbart London that, according to preliminary calculations, the policy could help some 460,000 people in the country of roughly 10 million, and estimated that the income of youngsters will increase by 22% as a result. With this initiative, in addition to supporting families raising children, we will also help young people start their own life and establish their financial security. The minister said, an aspiration many young Americans and Britons may wish their governments shared. Given the collapse in youth home ownership in both countries, for example. The aim of the Hungarian government is to help young adults enter the labor market during and after completing their studies, to create an independent existence, and then to support their access to their own homes and families, as the younger generations are the promise of the future, Minister Novak explained. The tax cut is the latest in a long line of policies since Viktor Orbán and the Fidesz-KDNP party alliance were elected to the first of three consecutive terms in 2010 aimed at building what Minister Novak described as a work-based economy, capable of providing the support necessary for them to build a family-friendly country. As with many countries formerly subjected to communist regimes, Hungary has faced the twin threats of not only falling birth rates, like much of North America and Western Europe, but also brain drain to wealthier countries, exacerbated by the European Union's free movement migration regime. However, while countries such as Britain, France, and Germany, egged on by the European Union and other international bodies, including many United Nations agencies, have turned to mass immigration in an effort to right their ailing demographics, Hungary has adopted what some have derided as a natalist approach, i.e. supporting local people to have children rather than pouring resources into attempting to integrate large numbers of foreigners. Briefly summarizing the key elements of our family support policy. Our family tax system is based on the principle that the more children you have, the less personal income tax you need to pay. Novak explained, recapping some of the policies the country has already put in place. Average income families with three children do not pay any personal income taxes, and women with four children are lifelong exempt from paying personal income taxes, she said, reeling off other policies designed to make parents' lives easier, such as free textbooks and free or discounted meals most school children. One of our flagship projects is the so-called baby expecting subsidy, which provides a €28,000 interest-free general-purpose loan for young couples, which they don't need to pay back when the third child arrives and already have decreased as the first and second child arrives. She continued, going on to describe a similar scheme to finance the building or purchase of homes and family cars for parents with three or more children. Student loan repayment of female students is also suspended for 3 years when they are pregnant with their first child. While expecting their second child, the repayment is also suspended for 3 years, and 50% of the remaining debt is cancelled. After the birth of the third child, all the remaining debt is cancelled, she added. Despite the likelihood of the coronavirus pandemic causing a blip on the proverbial radar, Hungary's natalist policy seems so far to have been a success, with Novak pointing to a 40-year high for marriages, a six-decades low for divorces, and an increase in the fertility rate of some 20% since 2011, the highest increase in the EU. Asked why so many contemporary governments continue to view mass immigration as a demographic panacea, given the fact that United Nations researchers indicated long ago that replacement migration could not be used to make up for falling births in the West, in large part because migrants also age, necessitating ever greater annual inflows to make up the difference. The Hungarian politician said that she had been raising the question of why others don't even consider the possibility of enabling childbearing for years now. The pro-migration approach follows a mathematical scheme. If the population is decreasing here, Then why don't we simply fill the void by encouraging foreigners from countries with rising populations to move here? This approach is wrong because it does not deal with the long-term cultural and social consequences, Novak insisted. It is about choosing the simplest way. Our task should be to raise the question, why do young Europeans decide not to have children? How can we help them realize their family goals? In Hungary, and also in most of Europe, youngsters want more children than they actually have. Our task is to discover the difficulties they face and to introduce laws and family support schemes that help overcome them. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.